Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. According to the city's annual count, there are some 8,000 homeless people living in the streets of Boston. Many of them are mentally ill, addicted to drugs or alcohol, and many of them are in dire need of medical care.
Dr. Jim O'Connell is trying to deliver that care. O'Connell spends many of his nights on the streets, making what are in effect house calls to the homeless.
At nighttime, when everyone else goes to bed, that's when you can tell who's been staying out on the streets, and it's probably the most opportune time to come out and take care of people who are really street folks.
That's a clip from the new documentary, Give Me a Shot of Anything, House Calls to the Homeless, which premieres tonight as part of the Boston Film Festival.
The film follows street doctor Jim O'Connell and his team as they track down Boston's homeless and offer them what in many cases is life-saving medical care. The film also lifts the curtain on a part of Boston that few of us know or think much about.
There's a real big problem in society. People don't want to really see what's really going on. They got a blind eye.
Everybody deserves quality and compassionate medical care.
Do you have a temperature? You look hot.
These are basically you and me in a really bad situation.
I'm sick. I have pneumonia.
Broken jaw.
Pancreatitis.
Brain surgery.
AIDS.
Pretty soon you start to see someone who would have looked on the surface as you walk by as just somebody who's doing too many drugs or just a bum outside, and all of a sudden you see the person behind it. And I think it's the stories and the relationships and that sort of keep us involved.
Give Me a Shot of Anything, House Calls to the Homeless was directed by Jeff Schwartz, who joins us in the studio right now. Jeff Schwartz, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you.
Great
to
have
here.
You. Also joining us is Dr. Jim O'Connell, who you just heard in that clip and whose work is the focus of the clip of the film. Welcome to you, Jim O'Connell. Great to have you.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks.
Gentlemen, I got to say congratulations to both of you. Jim, I thought your film was extremely powerful. Jeff, I'm sorry. I thought your film was extremely powerful. And Jim, it's hard not to be impressed by the work you do. And let me start there, if I could. If someone like you wasn't walking the streets, tracking down the homeless, offering them care, what kind of medical services are available in the city of Boston for the homeless?
Boston has a rich tradition of medical services, and I think I like to think of our program as part of an extension of what is Boston's wonderful system. What we did learn a long time ago, and I started doing this in 1985, is that if you wait for people who are struggling to survive outside to come to you, which we traditionally do as doctors and nurses, it was too late, and that they would end up in the emergency rooms. And the whole thrust, I think, of our program was to work as within a team structure that stays part of the mainstream and reaches out to folks, especially those who are really looking for their next meal or a place to sleep, and thoughts of taking care of their diabetes or high blood pressure is just distant priorities.
And speaking of things like high blood pressure and diabetes, there's a scene in the film where you talk about the kinds of medical needs that you encounter on the streets, and many of them aren't traditional. They're not maladies that you would associate with a 21st century American city. Right? I mean, you're seeing other kinds of things.
That's true. We, from a medical perspective, it's a very fascinating job. We see things that I only read about in medical school. Lots of tuberculosis. We see pellagra, which is a disease of not enough intake of niacin. And we've been able to see all the complications of infestations, frostbite, hypothermia, things that were real education for me. I had to learn when I was outside.
Scurvy, for example.
So scurvy, back in about 1989, so my first case of scurvy.
Mm. Jeff, let me ask you, what drew you to the work of Dr. Jim O'Connell?
Well, I had the fortunate experience of doing a short documentary for the Boston Healthcare for the Homeless program. And it was an award that was given to them, a community partnership award. And it was a 15-minute documentary. And I was fascinated by what I saw. I walked into a world that I'd never been in touch with. I saw things I've never seen before. Mm. I encountered homeless people who I'd normally pass by and not even think twice about, eventually would come up and speak to me. Mm. At first, they'd kind of keep away from the camera, but after they saw that I was there a while, and thanks to Jim and the rest of the team there, they would start coming up and telling me their stories. And I was just fascinated by their stories, fascinated by the work that they were doing, the doctors and the nursing staff were doing. And I finished this 15-minute piece, and I had so much more material, and I said, this is a story that could go so much more in depth than what was there, that I felt that I had to make a longer format film about it.
Jim, I was struck by one of the challenges that you face out there on the streets. And in some cases, you work hard to locate these people, you determine the care that they need, but they're not always willing to get that care, right? That seems to be one of the challenges.
Yeah, it is a big challenge, especially for those of us who are trained to sort of do things and heal. And I remember Barbara McGinnis, who was one of the nurses at Pine Street Inn, who really helped us back in 1985 get started. She always warned us that our job was not to be out there to change people, but we're out there to take care of them. Mm. And some people are in a spot where they're just not ready to be healed, and we had to learn to accept them where they are.
Mm. Are you ever discouraged? And by that, I mean, I have to believe that some of the people who you treat or who help you help place them in treatment centers, they relapse, they're back on the street, they're drinking again, they're back on drugs. Do you ever get to that point where you just have to give up on certain people, or how does that work?
I don't think we ever give up on someone. I think that the frustration can become apparent. One of the joys of working in a situation like we do at the Boston Healthcare for the Homeless Program is that we're in sort of in a team with a lot of support. So we realize sometimes when we're really discouraged that someone that we spend a lot of time on just hasn't done right, we have the rest of our team to keep us bolstered. But we've learned over time, and this is the lesson over time, is we never give up on someone. You just don't know whether it's going to be the 105th time that they've had a detox that they all of a sudden get clean and sober. So we just keep working on that.
Let me play a clip from the film, because you introduce us to several of your, I mean, Jeff Schwartz, the filmmaker, introduces us to several of your patients, and I want to play a clip from one of them. This is a woman named Susan who talks about the importance of the kind of care you're providing.
When you need medical attention, you get to go to see a doctor. And the doctor will decide whatever treatment is necessary, and either he takes care of you or you go to the hospital. Well, it's not easy for people that live in shelters or live on the streets, as I do. And becoming homeless, it can happen to anybody. You never could have told me when I graduated from college that I'd end up at the age of 56 living on the street like a stray cat.
So that's a clip from the new film, Give Me a Shot of Anything, House Calls to the Homeless. Jim, who is your typical patient? What's the profile of the typical person you're seeing out there? I mean, there we heard from Susan, in her 50s, college graduate, homeless.
I think we've learned, much to my surprise, that there is no typical person. Mm. There are all sorts, and there are people. The range is extraordinary. We have people who were in foster care who really never had learning disabilities and never really got out of school, who end up on the streets because they escape services. And then we have people like that patient of ours who's one of our favorite people, who graduated from college and was a really successful person, and things fell apart in her life and she ended up on the streets. And the range is all in between. What we do know is on the streets, the average age of people, if you go out there, is only in their 30s or 40s. Mm. And we know now, after following people for a long time, that their mortality rates are extraordinarily high. About 50% of the people we see on the streets today will be dead within 5 to 10 years. Mm. And that's a kind of an indictment, I think, of my own healthcare system and our ability to really reach out to them. Mm. And that's in a city with all the medical care that a place like Boston has.
And Jeff, I'm curious, in the making of your film, you had a powerful story to follow. What were the biggest challenges of filming this story?
The biggest challenges to me, I think, were the time I had to tell the story. There's so much more in 90 minutes to go through the profiles of these people, to go through the profiles of the doctors and why they did that. We never even spoke about that. You just saw Jim and you saw him out on the streets and you never really know why he's doing it. So I think I would have liked to have made it longer. I think I would have liked to extended it. So from that point of view, that was the biggest challenge, finding the characters to be in the film, and I call them characters because they are. Some of these people have lives that are so much bigger than a lot of what you and I live with, and they have stories that just fascinate you, and you can only keep cutting them short. The things that they've been through, we never could have imagined.
Jim, I'm curious about this. What you're providing these people is so important and obviously so valuable, but you're just one guy, one doctor. I mean, I know you have a team working with you, but what else is needed? We're talking about 8,000 people out there who aren't necessarily part of any regular healthcare program. What else is needed in this city or cities like Boston to care for these people that they're not getting?
I think that the people that live outside on our city streets across the country are a little bit like the canaries in the tunnel or in the cave, where they are teaching us every day, I think, glaringly where the weaknesses are in our healthcare system. So, for example, most of the folks we take care of suffer from not only an active substance abuse problem, but a really pretty persistent severe mental illness and several medical problems all at once. And to coordinate, integrate our care for those folks in a way that sort of belies the traditional silos which was a given is a real challenge. So we've learned that caring for them when they don't have homes, we have at our Healthcare for Lomas program a respite program. It's 104 beds where people who are finished with being in the hospital but way too sick to be outside and would ordinarily go home with a lot of support have to come. And we've learned those kinds of things, I think, are really going to be need to be part of the mainstream healthcare system if we're going to take care of folks with these huge co-occurring maladies.
Well, it's a fascinating film. And again, Jim O'Connell, congratulations on the work you do. That's Jim O'Connell, president and founder of Boston Healthcare for the Homeless Program. Thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Thanks so much.
Now, Jim O'Connell is featured in the film Give Me a Shot of Anything, House Calls to the Homeless, which premieres tonight as part of the Boston Film Festival. The film was directed by Jeff Schwartz. Jeff Schwartz, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. To see a trailer of the film and to find out more about the Boston Film Festival, check out our website, radioboston.org.
Well, in a moment, business is geared to the big win, big profits, big sales. But what if those things are the biggest obstacles to meeting those goals in the first place? A new take on progress in the workplace when we come back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.